here with you, Doug the Brain Guy, with episode 2024-29 of the Brain School Podcast, Brain School for Seniors. This is specifically for everybody over the age of 50 years old, because you're a gray fox, you're a senior, you're amazing. And the brain inside your head is a zillion times more amazing than we pictured it years ago when we started studying the brain. In the last episode, we talked about you are as you think. And you know you've heard that before. You've probably heard it 1,000 times. It doesn't matter, because you are as you think. The brain scientists have learned that. And now I'm going to share with you one of the all-time amazing secrets about your brain. You know, you've got a conscious brain. We call that Connie, kind of kiddingly. And a non-conscious brain, we call that Nancy. Your non-conscious brain is firing about 5/6 of your thinking, but that thinking is directed by your conscious brain. Yes, your conscious thoughts direct the performance of your non-conscious brain. Boy, is that an amazing discovery. And that will lead you into performing at the highest possible level with your brain. Your dominant thoughts, which you control, at your conscious level, actually are taken as an order by your non-conscious brain to come up with solutions, directions, or behavior for that thought or thoughts. Are you listening? Therefore, if you can direct your conscious thoughts toward your non-conscious brain in a positive way, you will automatically perform at a much higher level. You don't have a choice. I don't care if you don't have a positive mental attitude. If you direct positive thoughts towards your non-conscious brain, your non-conscious brain will stand at attention and immediately go to work. Digging into your past memories. Remember, every memory you've ever had is perfectly stored in your brain. Is this getting exciting? You betcha. It sure is for me. So, just like setting your goals, we talked about you have to be very, very specific. Well, if you, the more you focus your conscious thoughts towards your goals, the better picture your non-conscious brain is going to come up with. Wow, that's powerful. You may want to go back and listen to that again. But I forgot to tell you in the beginning where I am today. Today, I'm sitting in Fort Myers, Florida, at the Hilton Garden Inn by the airport. Why? Well, I'm teaching a seminar contractors here on Tuesday. And I'll post this podcast on Wednesday for you. Man, that's what I just went through there. It's very hard for me to sit here and go through this without just getting extremely excited. It's astounding to me how you can control what goes on in your non-conscious brain. Remember, that's your 500-pound gorilla. That's the most powerful thing in your brain, is your non-conscious brain, which, of course, has access to every memory you've ever had, every failure you've ever had, every success you've ever had. They are all stored and available to your non-conscious brain. The Creator made us that way. Not your conscious brain. Your non... Nancy and see your non-conscious brain. Powerful, powerful stuff. All right, let me give you another. What should we call these? Let's call them brain bites. Let's call them brain bites. Here's another one. All meaningful change within your brain starts as a falsehood. What? Yeah. Every meaningful change you make in your life, every action you take, every performance you give, starts as a falsehood, an imagination or visualization, and it comes up to your conscious level where it can be applied in your actions. That's right. It starts as a lie. You know what? This is wonderful news, because we often beat ourselves up and say, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how. Oh, I'm too old for that. Great news. You don't have to believe you can do it. You don't need to think you can succeed at your conscious level, because your non-conscious brain will take care of it for you. Wow. And when I talk to the contractors in class, I tell them, and you've heard this before, that everybody, by the time they reach 40, have lost the connections in their brain for creativity and imagination and visualization. Well, no, they haven't. The contractors are tremendously good at that. You know why? They have to be. If a contractor is going to build a home based on blueprints, he has to be able to visualize what he's building, what he's making, step by step. He's got to visualize that. So somebody like a contractor has retained the connections in their brain for creativity and imagination and visualization. Well, there's others also, musicians, artists. But if you're none of those, well, guess what? You have to turn on your VCR. Visualization creates reality. You can visualize things, consciously make your brain visualize things, and those will create the connections in your brain for creativity and visualization and imagination. I call these future memories. Every single action, every single change, every single goal and achievement starts as a creative imagination or visualization, a falsehood that's created in your brain. They never start out as real. But the false thoughts will help you achieve what becomes real. Turn on your VCR. Visualization creates reality. And as I mentioned, you got to practice this. If you're not an artist, or you're not a musician, or you're not a contractor that builds things, you're going to have to practice this. Practice what, Doug? Well, your future memories. Create memories that you have not yet experienced by creating them first as a thought, a falsehood, an imaginehood, if you will, in your brain. It's really important to develop and practice your imagination and visualization skills. You've got to do it. Every single idea or concept starts as unreal before it can become real. And with that knowledge, I have never been able to understand how a parent, for example, could ever discourage their children from blossoming their creative skills and imagination. Creativity for the children that we raise and the grandchildren that we raise should be thoroughly encouraged, so they don't lose those connections in their brain. You know, you've heard it. Use it or lose it. It's absolutely true. The connections you make in your brain will they will atrophy and eventually break apart. So you can't use those neuron patterns anymore. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. So practice, practice, practice. Visualize your successes in the future. No, I don't give a crap if you're 80 like me almost, or 70 or 60 or 52. You're not going to lose it if you use it. So practice what you want to do in your future, not sitting around like, oh, getting old sucks. Yeah, well, it does. But get over it. You know why? Because you don't always need a positive mental attitude. No, you don't. It's been scientifically proven that you don't always need a positive mental attitude or positive feelings to be a high achiever. So stop beating yourself up if you can't always create a positive attitude. I've lived in Central Florida since I moved to Florida in 1989. And in 2004, yeah, it was 2004, we had four hurricanes, one right after a frickin' another. Pardon my language. Started with Charlie on August 13th. I'll never forget that. And then 2 weeks later, we had just gotten a tarp on our roof. And 2 weeks later, here comes another hurricane, Francis. The wind ripped off the blue tarp, and it rained for 30 hours. We had, probably 20 pots and pans. The leaks were coming down all over the house and down the walls even in our house for 30 hours. And then we had a third one that could never make up its mind. I remember that. Its name was Gene. And it circled all around the place and then hit us. Are you kidding me? And if that wasn't enough, there was a fourth one named Ivan that hit my son's house in Tallahassee. If you sat hunkered down between two couches with a mattress over your head for 30 hours with the wind howling and rainwater dripping down your inside walls, it might be very difficult for you to have a positive mental attitude. But that's okay. It's not the attitude or feelings that are important. It's the thoughts. Oh, not your attitude, your thoughts. You can say a positive thought without having a positive mental attitude. You with me? Yes, you can. Even thinking positive thoughts, even when you feel less than positive, will create automatic changes in the way you respond in your non-conscious brain. Remember, your conscious brain directs the actions that your non-conscious brain will go to work doing. So, you know, you change your attitude by changing something other than your feelings. It's the thoughts that count. If you change your thoughts, you will change your brain, which will change your life. Wow, is that key. Positive attitude, not always necessary, but positive thoughts are. And, of course, there are ways you can generate the flow of positive thoughts or positive neuron patterns in your brain, even under the worst conditions. How do you think positive thoughts? You act. Yeah, you win the Academy Award. You act. If you had talked to an Academy Award winner like Tom Hanks or somebody like that about how they generate those real tears in a movie, or a woman maybe. Was that a sexist comment? I'm not sure. Anyway, those situations in a movie aren't really happening, are they? No. But guess what? Remember? If you've been with us in all the other podcasts, you know the answer to this. Your non-conscious brain, Nancy, which sees and pictures when you send a message in from your prefrontal cortex, your conscious brain, your Connie, what happens? Your non-conscious brain believes it to be true. And that's your 500-pound gorilla. 5'6" of your thinking believes it to be true. That's why a scary movie appears scary, why a sad movie appears sad, even though it's just a doggone screen. So if you just act out positive thoughts, even if you're not feeling them, are you listening? You can reach greater levels of achievement. That's one of the greatest brain research discoveries of all time, is that 5/6 of your brain's thinking is done at the non-conscious level, and that thinking takes everything as real. Whether or not you feel that way at the conscious level, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The sad movie's still sad to 5/6 of your brain. You see how powerful this is? It's amazing, you know, once you learn how your brain works, how you can make it work better. And we have just gone through in the last two episodes, the one before this, number 28, and this one, number 29, one of the greatest research discoveries of all time that we, you and I, all of us can apply. All right, I think we're going to stop there with this episode. Wow. This is good stuff, isn't it? This is Doug the Brain Guy. Send me your comments. Send me your thoughts. Send me your emails. Doug@brainapples.com. I'd love to hear from every one of you. I look and see how many podcasts and downloads we've had in a week, and it's 100 or so, and I don't get 100 emails. I'd love to hear from every one of you. And you know what? Our next episode, oh my, it'll be about the one thing that you absolutely must do before you undertake any new task, or you are doomed to fail. All based on brain science. Did you hear that? The one thing that you absolutely must do before you start any new task, or you are doomed to fail at that task. This is Doug the Brain Guy. Love you all. Until next time, we'll talk again.